Open the door. Daddy's home.
Welcome back to the Daddy's Home podcast with Johnny and Josh, where we catch up and talk about our recent experiences as new dads tackling parenthood head on.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to like, follow, and share it with a few of your mates.
Alrighty-o, let's rip in.
We're back. Daddies are back after a few weeks apart.
We've got the Easter Daddy edition.
Yeah, Easter long weekend just gone.
How'd you go, mate? First Easter?
Absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it, yeah.
What'd you get up to?
We had a lot of family time, which is good. Bit of time with my wife's family yesterday morning. We're recording Monday. And then plenty of time with my family Easter Sunday night, which was beautiful. Baby's got lots of attention, lots of little gifts, books, pajamas.
Plenty of cuddles, mate, I'm sure.
Plenty of cuddles. Chocolate. No chocky just yet.
Who did you get all the chocky, mate? Who got all the chocky?
Thankfully, the baby's grandparents, brought plenty of chocky for the babies, which now daddy over here gets to enjoy.
Daddy consumes Easter eggs. I love it.
So happy about that, to be honest. I don't know how my half marathon or my 100K prep's going to enjoy that one, but we'll have to run it off.
You're not a big chocolate eater of note. I'm sure you'll be right.
Oh, I don't know. Years gone by, I have been. How about you, mate? Good Easter long weekend?
Yeah, it was good. We had my partner's family down for the long weekend, which was good. Niece, nephews came down. It was good. First time they've been at our house, so it was a little sneak peek of kids at our new place and how they all, you know, what they do there, and it was good fun. They were out the backyard the whole time, running around, got the bikes out, the scooters out, went down the beach a heap. It was good fun. Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Sign of what's to come, indeed. So the backyard held up?
Oh, yeah, the backyard held up great.
Tested the integrity of the grass there?
Yeah. We did. I did a pre-lawn, pre-Easter lawns. Was good. Cleaned up all the yard for them.
So you actually did the lawns this time? Or did you make your heavily pregnant partner jump on? And
look, it was one time, all right?
Well, the listeners haven't let you live it down since, have they?
No, I've been getting roasted. Yeah. Absolutely
rightfully
roasted.
Rightfully so.
No, it was good. She's too pregnant to be doing that now. But after she's... No.
But afterwards.
Nah, it was good.
No, that would be a nice one, mate.
It was good. Tell you what, I've been loving the IKEA builds and the pram builds and the cot builds and the bookshelf builds, and they just keep on coming, eh?
So the preparation's in full swing?
The prep getting is the house in full ready. Swing. It's pretty much turning into a little baby house now. It's good.
What are we talking? 6 weeks away?
Yeah, 6 weeks. 6 weeks max. I mean,
so 6 weeks max, and you're going to be a new dad.
New dad.
How are you starting to feel?
Good. I'm pretty keen. Getting more keen as it's coming on, which is good.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm around a lot of friends and obviously like yourself and other people where you've already got the kids, and we can kind of see, you know, we learn off of you guys, and it's been really good leading up to it. Keen as.
Nervous at all or any of those sort of feelings? I know that was a common question I used to get.
I don't know if it's nervous. It's more of like turning around and going... Like Darcy and I, my partner, have talked about it all the time where we've kind of sat back and gone, shit, like it's always going to be more people now. Like it's going to be an extra person now. It's not just us two doing whatever we want to do. Like that's probably the biggest thing, but nerves-wise, no, we're keen.
Feeling pretty good.
Let's rip in.
Have you noticed anything change over the past little while? Is like your behavior adjusted, or have you started to want to take up an activity or do something that you didn't normally do in the lead up to... welcoming you.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I've noticed with my partner is I don't stir her up as much because she's pregnant, and I don't know if that's going to continue or not.
I'm sure she's probably enjoying that.
Yeah, she does. Now, I've been doing jiu-jitsu lately, which has been really good. So I'm up to week 4 now, which has been really fun. Yeah. Bit different to footy, obviously. Like I've kind of put that off this year because the little one's coming, but I still like to stay active. Otherwise, I start... doing random shit around the house, start building stuff, which is...
Wouldn't be the worst.
Wouldn't be the best.
That's a tricky one because you've always played team sports. How are you going without that, you know, teammate sort of camaraderie that you get from team sports?
Yeah, that came up in conversation actually because my partner came and watched for the first time on Saturday.
Was that your jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu class. I had a mate from Shell Harbour come down. He's a blue belt and show me a few things. We did the class and we sparred afterwards. It was really good.
Awesome.
She brought that up. So that's my first... Yeah, it is my first sport where I haven't had a team around me, team-based. It's all individual-based. So I've been really enjoying it. Yep. I don't know yet if I'm going to take it to the next level.
As in belts and grading and competition and stuff?
Oh, the belts and grading come as you progress through the class, but more competition-wise. So you can go in comps as a white belt, or you can go in comps as any belt, and you versus other white belts. I don't know if I'm going to take that next step yet. I'm enjoying the learning process of it more than the competition process of it, which is cool. I'm enjoying being comfortable in the uncomfortable situations. So if you've got, say, who I was rolling with on the weekend, he's 100 kilos where I'm 70 and I've got 30 kilos on top of me, pressing down on me, and you've got to somewhat think, all right, how am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do? What's he going to do next? And all the different steps. I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah, unreal.
Which is kind of ties into when you get a newborn, I guess, too. So that's pretty cool.
And how are you planning on being able to continue on with that, I suppose, after the birth of your son?
It's a struggle. Like we talked about it the other day. Sorry, my throat's playing up.
That's all right. Get the strepsils out.
I want to get something out. We were talking about that the other day. And yeah, look, they do classes every day of the week. And I was like hinting, oh, well, look, I'm going on mat leave for so many weeks. I could probably get a few classes in here. And my partner's kind of turned around and going, yeah, you can, but see how you go with that, like fitting it all in with his schedule as well. So we'll see how we go. I'm still looking to do at least 3 a week. So that's pretty much what I'm aiming for.
Yeah,
they do a morning class 10 a.m. and they do a night class at 6:30. So
yeah,
we'll work it out. Either of those, I think I should be able to squeeze it in, hopefully.
Yeah, see how you go. Even if you have a few weeks off, I suppose.
Maybe
it is what it is. But then after that, being able to get into that routine, I think personally is a big, big thing for from my experience anyway.
Yeah, the running routine, eh?
Running routine, yeah. That's why I was asking in the lead up, did anything change for you? Because I think I sort of got real close to the babies are like, oh, shit, they're 2 months away. I want to get fitter and healthy. I want to be more physically and mentally present. You know, I want to be able to roll around and have more energy than them, all that sort of stuff. And it was a real prompt to, really get active and physical and things like that. So that's why I asked, have you changed anything? Which you have, you got into jiu-jitsu. But then also, spent the week in the hospital, spent a week at home, and then I started to get back into it steadily and get out running and things like that. And I just found for myself it was a daily half an hour mental, refresh and reset, and I was getting physically fitter as I was going. So then I think I was able to come home and be, more alert present during the night time, be able to be there all the time for both bubs. And
I think we touched on that before, but the mentally, like getting out there and doing physical things is massive for your mental health as a dad too, and being present in the moment, like you said.
Yeah, 100%. So I think whenever you can get back into that routine, go for it. But, mate, exciting, at any point now that you're into the last final 6 weeks, could be next week, could be tomorrow, could be tonight. Hopefully you don't get the call right now. Phones are on silent.
We're doing the dad run in a few weeks.
Yeah. So
the dad run coming up in a few weeks, which I've got to train for as well.
The big dad run, the half marathon, which we've been talking about since episode one. In the past few weeks since we've been on, you've been rehabbing and recovering an ankle injury.
Oh yeah,
one of the worst ankle injuries doctors have ever seen.
It's pretty terrible. They thought they were gonna have to take the whole thing off.
Gone.
Oh, it was terrible. But it's starting to move around a bit now. Still haven't tested. Hey,
it still
it
looks like you got a golf ball on your ankle.
It's still solid. That's for sure. We haven't tested it under load though. I haven't done any running. When I do train jiu-jitsu, it's heavily strapped, and whoever I'm training with is well aware, no ankle locks, no sweeps or anything on that side, which it's been really good monitoring, but see how we go once we start running. I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. So we're literally 13 days out. You're not going to run the day before, or maybe even the day before that, so you've got 11 days between now and being fit and ready to go.
I'm not running today.
Not running today, so you got 10 more days.
Too many used to jockeys.
What are you aiming to fit in ahead of it?
I think we're going to get at least two or three 5K runs and then possibly a 10K run. So fitness-wise, I'm feeling good, but it's completely different, isn't it, running fitness compared to other fitness. So see how we go. I'll let you know, that's for sure. I'll be freaking messaging you straight after the first run.
I think you'll be good to go. It'll be a nice day out. It's a good spot along the lake there. It'll be nice scenery, relatively flat. You'll get it done, even if you have to walk half.
I think we'll just have to push and get it done, won't we?
We'll get it done.
Yeah, easy. Sorted. Easy. And how's your training been?
Training's been all right. I've been doing a lot up until this past week. I actually I had a head knock at work last week, so I've been bounced out pretty much for 7 days straight. HIA failed.
Head injury pretty assessment much, at work.
Yeah, felt like I'd been run over the, top of me by Olakuatu or something
like
that.
Did they ask you to count backwards from 10 or
funnily
say
enough,
the alphabet backwards?
When I went to the GP,
heard that one the other day. Say the alphabet backwards.
Man, I can't do that anytime.
No chance.
What's the last letter of the alphabet? Z?
Well, really,
genuinely, I couldn't do that. My life depended on it.
No, that's one of the questions they ask. And it's like, hang on.
That's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. I'm concerned. Are we behind, or is that? Can general population do that?
We'll put it out to the listeners.
Yeah, genuinely. Can you do the alphabet backwards?
You can ring us up and tell us the alphabet backwards. That'd be great.
Oh, that would be unreal.
I'll have to get the dad line going soon.
The dad line. A bit of dad chat on that.
Plenty of dad chat.
We'll get that going. Yeah, it can be your phone number.
I think we get a burner, mate.
So everyone give Josh a call on... I'll put your number in the bio.
Dude, imagine the spam.
I think that'll be a good shout, though. Little look under the hood. We've got a few things planned. One of those being a bit of dad chat in the future and a bit of a hotline calling in with your dad questions, funny stories, dad advice, whatever it may be.
Yeah, the funny stories is one we touch on massively. Anything with your newborns or kids or anything that you think's funny, let's bring that on. That's a good chat.
Definitely. Let's learn from it together and have a laugh together from those examples. But yeah, not too much training this past week because of that. Being pretty much bedridden for a few days, then being back on my feet across the long weekend. Got to get back out there this week. So similar to you, I'm not as up against it as broken ankle, but it's going to be...
Backs against the wall.
Backs are against the wall. It's going to be some tough carries to get this done and to get it done right.
Oh, it's going to be good.
But I'll be disappointed if there's no PRs. Few personal records coming in.
Are you gonna aiming for one or what? Is that what the game plan is?
Yeah, I think so. Not just out for a fun run. So
mine would just be the distance.
What was that? Yours will be the distance. Yeah, take that. Distance personal record.
Oh, I haven't ran the distance yet.
So that's gonna be good. Got that coming up. So we'll get into our work there.
We got the we had the baby shower a couple of weeks ago, so we did a conjoint baby shower. That was pretty cool. So instead of my partner and I going off and doing our own things for it, or wetting the baby's head or baby shower and separately, we just invited a heap of our friends down and we just had a big conjoint basically gathering, I guess, didn't we?
It was awesome,
The local surf club. It was good.
It was a good spot, good view.
Mm, plenty of food.
Yeah.
Fun little games that they played too.
Plenty of laughs. It was cool seeing, like, going to those sort of events are so different to things we've been to over the years where... It's family-based, like it's a family-based event. Everyone has their kids there and it's all talking about your baby's coming and what sort of stuff.
Mm.
Really, really, really cool.
You're transitioning, aren't you?
Yeah. Like, tell me you're hitting your late 20s without telling me.
Yeah.
That's it. You're looking forward to baby showers.
How many baby showers you've been to?
Yeah. That's what I'm looking
forward
to.
Sub that out for house parties, eh?
We're in the baby shower and wedding era.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah, it's good. It's all new for us all, isn't it?
But did you two enjoy that?
Yeah, we had a great day. We had a lot of help from everyone, which was good, setting up, packing up, and we really enjoyed it. My partner and her mum went home afterwards, and Das was really tired, so they basically sat on the lounge and watched movies all over, and then a few of the boys hung around, so we ducked down to the pub, and it was good.
It's a good start.
Let the hair out. It was fun. We walked back home by, I think it was like 8 or something, to watch the footy, but that was good.
Awesome. So good. Good
stuff, yeah. Little... dip your feet in, I guess.
Yeah. I liked how you had in the lead up, what was it called? Like a gift list or something like that?
Yeah, so...
Is that what it's called?
It's called a... not gift list. But you're on the right
We'll run
track.
With gift list.
We'll run with gift list. So instead of just bringing random gifts, if you were to bring a gift, my part... inventory? Something
not
inventory.
You got your work at it still on, mate.
I must have. I'm pretty sure it was.
Inventory list.
Inventory list? I don't know what it was. But
this
is
why we don't plan this stuff.
This is why I don't do this. This is a domain. If I did, I'd have a barrier, I reckon. So basically a list of stuff that we were after for the baby, and you can kind of go on this spreadsheet and tick off what you'd like to get and purchase for us. And we didn't get any double ups. We got a lot of the stuff.
So it helped with that?
Massive help. A lot of people did a cash gift, which was awesome, which we were really grateful for, and that went towards. We bought the pram. That was a good one. That was fun.
So good.
Put that all together. But yeah.
How'd the assembling go of the pram and...
Oh, everything, man. It's just been full on the last 2 weeks with the assemblies.
But you're pretty handy, like...
I'm the type of guy that just doesn't look
that's
at
what
the
I
instructions.
Mean. But you don't need to. Like, your job...
Oh, I don't know. I get to a certain point and I go, hey, I need them instructions back. What are you doing here?
There's two different dads here, right? There's the guy like you who doesn't look at the instructions, does it himself. Then there's the guy like me who doesn't look at the instructions but watches a YouTube video instead made by some random other dad who's having a crack. And then when I can't figure that out, then I just rock up to your local baby store and ask them to install my car seat or something.
Well, that's what I said to my partner with the pram. I think you're paying this much for a pram. Surely they can whack it together for you.
You'd think so. They rave on about being compact and all these sort of things. Go on. Come on. Send it to me assembled. Compact.
Yeah, send it compact assembled.
That's what I want. I'd pay extra.
Oh, listen in, baby Bunting.
Hot tip for you. Hot tip. That's what the dads are after. I'm speaking on behalf of everyone. Because even if you can do it, it's just the time and the patience to have to do it.
It's not worth it. You'd get a lot more sales.
Sun's
definitely
out. Footy's on. You don't want to spend your hours assembling car seats.
The car seat was the hardest, I reckon. That's what I mean. Blew me away, hey. I got all the way to the end and I'm like, hang on, there's a little level bubble in the car seat. And my missus turns around and she goes, it's not level, like it's wrong. And I'm thinking, it's not level, but our car's on a hill. So of course it's not going to be level. What the fuck?
Get your protractor out and figure out what sort of angle you're on.
That's it. Move the car. We're going down the shops. We'll do it down there.
Love that.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, that's good. So baby shower was good. You got everything you're after from a gift list.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff. We're really lucky in that aspect for sure.
It's good. Gift list is a good idea. I think my next birthday, when that rolls around, I might have one.
Your next birthday?
Yeah, I'll send it out to everyone. You know, bottle of margarita mix, bottle of Voddy.
Mate, it'd be so much easier. No double ups. My apprentice does that with all of his mates. They, like, one of the, like, he said he bought his mate a surfboard or something, but he's got like five mates and they all chuck in $50 each or whatever towards a surfboard. I'm thinking that's good. Like,
joint presents.
That, that's great.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do that for you, mate.
I'm not nearly well planned enough for that.
Everyone chucks in for a Yeti water bottle for John.
I'd take that. I've got to stop using these plastic ones. I've heard they're not good for me.
Certainly not.
Shout out to Yeti.
So how you been lately, mate? I saw you, the babies have moved into their own room now.
They have. Well, for the listener, you can't see us, but we're recording.
He's had a couple of recorderlies.
We're recording live from the baby's nursery. Where they've now moved in, they're sleeping in here, which is great. They've got a nice bedtime routine where we lie down at 7:30, read them a book or two, depending on how long the book is. And
sometimes daddy takes a bit of a kip too.
I'm normally the first one to sleep out of the three of us.
and they wake you back up.
Then the other two might doze off. No. They'll go to sleep with me and then I'll close my eyes sometimes. And Monique sometimes leaves me for half an hour. She'll come get me after two. The night's gone. I haven't had dinner. It's 9:30 at night.
She got to watch a good show on Netflix.
100%. You know, she's had time to go have a shower and do her hair. And so, oh, you're going to get up now?
Good
Unintentional.
Stuff.
But absolutely amazing. Absolutely love it. And I've shared this before. It is just such an enjoyable routine to be able to get home from work, stir them up, run around the house crazy, and then have my thing I do with them, where it's that they know when I come in the room and we get the book out, they lie next to me, they know what's going on now. They're at that age. Yeah, and they're sleeping really good here in the nursery together, which
that's
has been
stuff.
Beautiful. I'm feeling very relieved about that.
Make it easier for you two too, as well as having your own space back, I guess. Like you kind of get your own room again. And
adjusted our room a bit more room to move, can get up and down throughout the night, you know, or for work without worrying, you know, about stepping on something or
waking someone up.
Yeah. No, so really, really good. It's been a good move.
And do you think you've done it at the right time? Like what would you say you've done it pretty much at the right time? You wouldn't have done it any earlier?
I don't know. Hard to have a right time. Everyone, like, you'll find out. You're all going to be different. Like, young fella for you might be out of
young
your
Keithy.
Room. Young Keithy. Young Keith Pettit might be out of your room in, what, 2 months, a month, who knows? Might be still there in a year. But everyone's different. A mate of mine had their little one a month after us, and she was in her own room pretty much straight away. But it was across the hall. It worked really well for them.
Yeah. Awesome.
Whereas I think having the two, like, because I've got twins, having to get up a little more regularly potentially would have been a bit more challenging if they're in their own room.
It'd be good to hear with, like, from the listeners about what their go was with it as well.
Yeah.
How late or how early they're struggling with it, what tips you can use to transition from being in the same room to their own room and
definitely
their cot and everything, which would be great. Hey,
help you over the next few weeks.
Send me some messages.
Yeah, 100%.
Make it easy for me. Little cheat sheet. That's what we need. You need a dad cheat sheet.
Oh, that's what we should build.
New dad cheat
Bible.
Sheet. We might get one. Dad Bible.
Hey, look out. It's coming.
So we went to and did a high tea a couple of weeks ago, John.
That was awesome.
So we did this about a year ago when your partner was pregnant with the twins, and the three of us, my partner, myself and you, could drink and have fun, and now it was reversed. Now it's me,
how
you, and
how the tables have turned.
How the tables have turned.
Yeah, it's become like a odd little tradition that I don't know how many more times we'll do it. When one of our partners are approaching their birth due date. Yeah, so that was enjoyable. High tea, a few cocktails, right up to a brewery after. Really good time.
A few bottles of, a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
good.
A bottle of rosé, then a cab sav.
And a cab sav.
It was, yeah, top
into
stuff.
Into a brewery.
It's a dangerous combo on a Sunday afternoon, I'll tell you that.
It was good, but yeah. I'm not a big Sunday afternoon sesh guy, but I had
neither.
A great time.
No, really enjoyed it.
And then we went to the pub and had a feed.
Yeah. We packed a lot into the few hours. So that was nice. We had the my in-laws took care of the little ones for us for a few hours. So Monique and I got to get out of the house and go and just be husband and wife for a little while as opposed to mum and dad. So
yeah,
that was cool.
That's good. And how did the in-laws handle it? All right.
Yeah, they loved it. They were exhausted by the end of it. They said to Monique when we got home, how does she do it all day? So I was still trying to figure that out as well. She does a great job.
She's got boot camp, mate. I've seen
it. She does have boot camp, but she's outnumbered all the time. So she's doing a great job. They gang up on her.
Do you think getting them to like hang out with the grandparents more often for, you know, a few hours is a good thing leading up to, obviously, maybe you'll do an overnight trip soon without them, like, eventually?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Like, we want to try and be with them and include them in as many things as we can over their childhood. But it's as good for them, you know, as it is for their grandparents to be able to spend time together. So they love it. The babies love it. You know, they've got plenty of grandparents. They've got Monique's and mine who want to be with them and hanging out with them. So
I can imagine they it work massively with their with them thinking, oh, well, mum and dad are going.
Yeah.
And then you guys return after a few hours and
they'll get used to it eventually.
Yeah, be great for them.
Yeah.
For sure. For
their and at the moment they're, you know, on their little wake window, in between naps, it's been working well to be able to, if we're ducking out somewhere after they've had their morning nap, come back after their afternoon nap and that they've been with the, you know, someone for a few hours, so it's
yeah.
Good.
You were telling me about that the app that you use at the moment, if you want to, what app was it?
Yeah, the app, we've been using it since they were newborns, was Huckleberry, for any new dads listening out there. Particularly having twins, I found it very helpful because you got to, whilst they're young, ours were formula fed, you got to keep track of how much they're having each day and whatnot, and having the two, it was hard to actually keep a note of how many meals they've drank. So yeah, really, really handy. But additionally, it tracks all things sleep wise and whatnot. And over a few weeks, it starts to estimate and predict the sleep times. So it'll tell you if they woke up at 11 a.m. that their next nap's due at 2:20, and it's pretty much within a 5-minute window, before or less. And they start to get a little bit whingy and sooky and rubbing their eyes. And sure enough, you put their dummy in and put them into bed, and they go to sleep at that time. It's pretty cool.
Very handy stuff.
Very, very handy.
That'd
and I think
dad cheat sheet.
Big dad cheat sheet, and it's just helped from a structure point because I think without it, it would have just been a little bit of vibe, which I'm very much a vibe person. Like, oh, do they need this? Do they need that? Whereas by having this app telling us essentially when they need to sleep and when they don't, it takes the guesswork or the vibe out of it. So you know, oh, they shouldn't be tired yet, or you know they're overtired.
Good stuff.
It's real good. So
same with feeding as well. So
yeah,
based on that,
there's a nice short ball for anyone listening.
Yeah, get into it.
Huckleberry.
Use the code. Have we got a code yet for it?
We don't have a code. Okay. One day. We'll one day. We're building up. Things take time. But yeah, it's been an enjoyable few weeks. I think those special sort of moments, like Easter long weekend and things like that, tied into little hot tip for expecting or new dads out there. You'll find the mum naturally very hands-on with the babies all the time and wanting to do things. And I feel like from a photo-taking perspective, they can sometimes be a little bit forgotten or left out. I'll do something with the babies and it's an exciting thing. And Monique, I know, often grabs her phone and gets a photo of it. And I'm trying to be a lot more mindful of taking those memories and capturing those moments for her as well.
Yeah, you definitely would fall back on that, eh?
Definitely. So I think partner tip, parenting tip, you know, two-way.
Capture the moments.
Them and you. Capture those moments. As much as it's important to live in and be in the moment, be present, I think there's just so much value that comes from being able to look back at those special occasions or things. And I shared on the last potty that they went on the swings for the first time and things like that. There's still, you
awesome
know, the background
stuff
on my phone now is still that photo. Mm. So capturing those moments is important.
Even doing the yearbook type thing as well. So
yeah,
pick out 20 photos for the year or whatever and get it a scrapbook or whatever, print them all off, do the old fashioned thing, eh? I reckon
definitely
that's
cool.
That's big.
Yeah, especially if you're that way inclined. If you're a little bit artsy, it's a fun one for you and your partner to do.
Mm. Even just looking back on them, but Yeah. How rarely do you go back in your phone all the way back to
a certain thing? Yeah.
2012 and look at photos from back then. I'm sure with iCloud and that these days, you can probably go back that far, if not probably further.
Could. Yeah, 100%.
Having that book there would be good. Be good for them when they get older too, seeing all those moments.
Yeah.
Certainly something that we didn't grow up with, so why not use it, eh?
Well, I feel like I had those sort of scrapbooks, but it was like 20 photos across like a 2-year period or something.
Yeah.
And that was it. There wasn't any extras lying around.
All taken on a fucking old Nikon. Camera. Yeah, Nikon. Shout out to Nikon.
Are they still around? Is that the brand?
Yeah, I think it is.
Feel Nikon. Like it is.
I think it's Nikon. It is now. I think you've done well. Done well there.
Pulled that out of thin air.
You've done great.
But as we get closer, mate, and casting your mind forward, obviously you're very excited. Question for you. Maybe it can become a bit of a weekly segment. But looking into the future, what's something that you're excited about experiencing with your little one?
Oh, spending time with them, man. That's definitely
something in particular.
Oh, something in particular. Seeing them grow, I think, and helping them grow into, obviously, you'd see it with your two. They're two different personalities, yeah?
Yeah.
And seeing that, and you're just nurturing them, helping them grow into, I guess, the best they can be. That's something I'm really looking forward to. I don't know. Other than that, what about yourself? What are you thinking?
I've got a very long list. I'll use one this week, and then I'll come up with a better name for this segment for next week.
Yeah. What do you
But mine is, I talked about me reading to them
the book.
I can't wait till it's in the future. I'm lying there, and they're taking a turn each at reading.
That's cool.
A book to me.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Learning how to read the words on the page.
That's awesome. Yeah. That
as much as I don't want to wish time away, because it's precious. Yeah. I can't wait for that sort of thing.
That is a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Just another thing, like we talked about in the past, like, it's so exciting what's to come. It's not a case of, it gets worse after the newborn phase or anything like that. It just seems to get better and better. The more you get to know them, the more you get to spend time with them.
It's a hard one, eh? It's like, I learned with you, like, for you and Mon, for example, you don't harp on about the negative situations either. Like, all right, we get it. Everyone, it is hard. It's not easy, but it's all fulfilling, though, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, every moment, even if it's a shit moment or a down moment or whatever it may be, it's, I don't know, we're blessed and fortunate enough to be living it.
I'm looking forward to seeing the lack of sleep, hey, what I'll be like in such
a Yeah, it's going
to
be a good
sleep.
Test.
We'll do a few, but it'll cram a heap in.
I struggled at first, hey. Like, no, I just, weird, your body reacts odd. And I've only just started to calm down a bit, but I've been, like, not sleepwalking, but, like,
gliding through type
sleep
thing,
talking just... sleep reacting, like really 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 hard to explain. Like I'll be asleep and I get woken up to Monique waking me up because I've just for like a minute straight been telling her to be careful because I think the babies are in the middle of the bed or something like that. And I'll be like grabbing her arm saying don't roll over, as an example. Little things like that.
Really
and I wake up like, well, like,
might have to get a little sleep cam on you, mate.
We should do
one night with Johnny.
But it's the sleep deprivation sort of part where you at first you'll feel it, where you every 2 hours waking back up, then you're feeding, you go back to bed for an hour and a half, and then the alarm's going back up. It's tough for the first few weeks.
It's gonna be fun to look forward to, isn't it?
Then you and Darcy can scissors paper rock as to who's gonna get up for the middle of the night feed.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a sharpen up my game, actually.
Well, terrible, if you want to earn some brownie points, just do it every night.
Battle.
Night watchman sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, the Olympics will be on.
I'll
get it in my work, and the Olympics will be on, so.
You'll be like the Olympics guru.
Well, she's a fan of the Olympics, so she might deliberately lose the scissors, paper, rock.
Yeah. You'll love that. That'll be good to have something to watch a lot of the time of an evening.
And follow along with it too.
Yeah, yeah. And just, it's live sport. Things are happening. There's medals given out. Like, it's always, the Olympics is a good news story. You know what I mean? Mm. Even if it's a different country winning, it's cool to see. They're emotional. Mm. It's a cool time.
It'll be good.
It works out well for you.
Have you, wins and losses for the week? You've had many wins?
Plenty of wins.
Any learnings? Learning moments?
Learnings. Trying to think. I know we do this every week, so I should have been more prepared. I wouldn't say I've had any losses the past few weeks. I think it's been a good couple of weeks. I think wins-wise has just been continuing to get Monique and I out of our comfort zone a little bit more with the twins and doing different things. And an example, as simple as, and it maybe isn't a win for some listening, but for us it was, is like putting them in, say, a trolley and going to the shops and doing our shopping. Whereas
Woolies today, mate.
Woolies today is an example. We did it a few weeks ago. Whereas for the past 9 months, we've just been ordering it and getting it delivered and whatnot. And I feel like a hero running it up the staircase. But actually putting them in the trolley, and they're at the age now where they love looking around. They're trying to grab everything off the shelves, of course. But being able to go through and do the shopping together again and having a laugh, like that's a win. Good. And it's just from trying to get a little bit more uncomfortable and still keeping the routine best we can, because it's helping us and them at the moment. But yeah, trying to mix things up a little bit. That's probably a clear example that sticks out at the moment.
That's good, eh? That's really good.
How about you? In the lead up to becoming a dad, any wins? Any wins? Brownie points?
I've been giving out plenty of massages. I'm pretty good at them now. If you
good
need
stuff.
A foot massage or back
I'll
massage,
hit you up after this.
Massage, plenty of that. Yeah, I think that'd be the big one. Just being more conscious of how my partner's feeling and what she's dealing with throughout the day is a pretty big one for me.
Yeah.
So that's some one thing I've taken in a lot more. Like I said before, I'm not stirring up as much as I used to.
Yep.
Which might go one way or the other when he's here. But
let's see how you're going in 2 months.
See how we go in 2 months, eh? I'll tell you some wins then, hopefully more wins and losses, but they're all learning experiences for us. That's what we take away from, which is good.
Nice one. And you've planned a bit of a trip away for the two of you, last holiday together before you become through?
So we have, and we're going to be cutting it close, I reckon. So see how we go with our...
Due date wise.
I think we might have booked it a bit late, but... We'll wait and see. You guys might have a gift coming your way, I reckon. If it's too late, you can go spend a night at where we're going.
Oh, take that.
Yeah, take the kids with you.
Take that.
See how we go. But
you didn't get the cancellation?
No, I didn't. No free cancellation. The extra, dude. It was like an extra $100.
Isn't that a rule? Yeah, you got to pay the extra in case you want to pull out. I don't know about that. Good for the hotel, I guess.
Yeah, great for the hotel. Yeah, but then I remember just sitting there booking it. I was like, no, we're not gonna pull out. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there going, oh shit,
what happens if
that extra $100? But if it doesn't, there's $100 more I get to spend on food and another massage for Darcy. So see how we go.
And then activity wise, not that you'll be going out and doing anything too strenuous. Yeah, he's gonna do anything in particular, got anything planned?
Well, we're not going too far, so it's pretty good. Keeping it local. Yep.
Close-ish to the hospital that you...
Yeah, yep. Close-ish. So we've got the pool there, heaps of different cafes and stuff, which will be great. We got a float tank and a sauna, which you guys put us onto, which you enjoyed it by the
Massive.
Sounds of it.
Yeah, big fan.
So did you like the float tank? That was a big one.
Love the float tank. Yeah.
Never done
I should
one
be getting
before.
Commission, hey? I've told everyone about it.
Oh,
this may even be the second
mention. Do we have a code? No, we don't have a code for this one.
Don't have a code for anything yet. We will though.
A few codes. So you rated
it? Code Big Daddy.
You rated it? It was a good code.
Awesome. Daddy. Awesome.
Daddy floats.
I won't go too into it just in case. I feel like last time we caught up, I mentioned this on the potty.
Yeah,
okay. But just awesome. Great time. Go by yourself. Go with your partner. Yeah. Yeah, just lying there relaxing for an hour in the darkness in this like thing that naturally makes you float. Really relaxing, really, really cool.
Good
Felt good on the muscles, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great for obviously the pregnant woman.
Yeah,
she'll love it. Dust will love that.
You're parenting in with, you're doing the sauna.
I'll be doing the sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big sauna guy.
Yeah, big sauna guy. You're a big ice bath guy.
Well,
how have they been going?
In the ice bath. So I told you about that. I've got the full setup now at home with the
full kit.
Yeah, with the proper, we've got the big chest freezer. All sorted out. Been doing it probably 4 times a week.
Yeah.
I'd say four
and
times
you
a week.
Notice what differences are you noticing physically, mentally?
Physically, I'm not as sore after doing physical activity. Like, you know, you usually get a lot of build up. And
you think it's helped your ankle recovery?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just recovery with everything. Mentally, it's good. I try and go for about 3 minutes, and I'm about at 6 degrees now as far as I got it down to. I could probably go a bit lower, but when you get out, you're very cold.
Yeah.
And doing it at night as well. So soon it's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot colder.
Yeah.
Coming up. So, yeah, it's been good. One of the big things is just pushing through that mental barrier of I've told myself I'm going to be in there for 3 minutes and I'll get in and it'll be so cold. It'll be, And then after a minute, you kind of settle down a bit and go, all right, you've got another 2 minutes left. Just sit here and wait. So.
Yeah.
That'd be something. That'd be good. I'll have to pull that trick out when the baby's crying, eh?
Definitely. I think that ability to be patient, resilient, calm, even when you're feeling uncomfortable or your body's, you know, probably telling you to get out of this situation.
Mate, it's the easy option is just to get out, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's going to hold you in good stead, you know, at work, you know, in life, as a dad. I think you're going to have those tough days or moments, you know, where you're, I don't know, feeling a bit tense or whatever it may be. So
yeah, yeah, definitely.
I believe those sort of mental resistance and resilience sort of training things help.
Wouldn't mind getting a sauna. Sauna would be a good one.
And you'd pair the two in, one after
100%, yeah. So you try and get in the ice bath after a sauna.
Yeah, yeah. Go from being absolutely ridiculously cooking, warm.
Yeah, to freezing cold. Yeah. The body hates it.
It feels like you'd get frostbite or something.
I probably would. I think I'd be getting frostbite. That's what the issue is, man.
Oh, lovely, mate.
No, good stuff. All right. Anything else you want to touch base on today or what?
Nothing crazy. I enjoyed having the footy back. Plenty of sport on at the moment, which has been good. Our predictions aren't looking too great that we shared the other week.
They're not. But it's still a long season. This week. It's a long season. Bunnies are looking great.
Yeah.
They're off to a flyer of a start.
Yeah, they'll want to tip for premiers, but long season. We'll revisit that back in, round 20. We won't talk about it for now. But it's good to have live sport back. Plenty of boxing, plenty of UFC, plenty of things on to... know, to watch and enjoy and escape from the world for, you know, a couple of hours, whether it's by yourself or, you know, with a few mates or, you know,
catching up. Lucky for me, mates, yeah.
Monique enjoys watching the UFC and things like that.
Yeah, your partner, for sure.
Yeah, it's been really good on like a Sunday or a Saturday, just kick back and now the babies are starting to crawl around and entertain themselves for a little bit. Being able to enjoy that a little bit too.
That's great stuff. That's good stuff. All right, sweet. Let's wrap it up. If you've liked the potty, please, as we said in the intro, please share with a few mates. We really appreciate it. If your dad's
makes
out there,
difference. Definitely.
We'll put up Johnny's phone number after the podcast. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.